You're listening to Straight Not Chaser on Dogs by Nature Radio.
I think so. I mean, going to bye week, play the Ravens again, and you got a few division games left, and so those are important games. And I mean, every single one. It's going to be a true one week at a time mentality for us, and we have to have that. And so we need to control what we can, and that's doing our job and going out there and finding ways to win one week at a time.
Here's your host, my dad, Delonious Seven.
Welcome to the 2021 Dog Summit at the Bye on Dogs by Nature Radio. I'm your host, Delonious Seven. This show, we are joined by Caitlin from Crunch Time with Caitlin, Josh of the Danger Zone Podcast, as well as Cleet Rod B. That's Rod Bloom from the Browns Blitz Podcast. Thoroughly enjoyed the first 2 days of discussion. So without any further ado, let's get into the last two topics on here on Dogs by Nature Radio. Our first topic of this third day is as follows. Coach Stefanski's honeymoon is staunchly in the rear view. What do you think has been the hallmark of his influence on this 2021 campaign? And if you ran into him at your local watering hole, what kind of things would you want to be sure to let him know? We'll start with Caitlin from Crunch Time with Caitlin.
Kevin Stefanski, going into this year, man, I was so excited, right? But man, like, some of the decisions he's made, early on, he was like super aggressive on fourth down, which I love. Sometimes you get it, sometimes you don't. It is what it is. Then he started to play kind of into those fears where he wouldn't go for it on fourth down certain games. But the decision to, not rest somebody like Baker Mayfield, who's he's got this laundry list of injuries, right? We see him on the injury report with 3-4 different things. Against the Lions, like, what is that? You could throw Case Keenum out there for a game. Like, it's okay, you can do that. I don't know. There's already jokes about Kevin Stefanski being the next Matt Nagy, and maybe. I mean, I know I said it. I know I tweeted out after the game that on Sunday that Stefanski was just a handsome Matt Nagy. But it's tough, man. Do I want him fired? No, I don't want Kevin Stefanski fired. But do I think that maybe he should just be the head coach sometimes? Maybe would I like to see Alex Van Pelt maybe take over play calling? Maybe. It's just so tough. Again. But here's the thing, like, you're the head coach and you still have the same issues that you did weeks before. You still have the same issues with your defensive coordinator from last year with a vastly improved team. And now it's just inconsistencies. You have the same team on offense, yet they still can't get lined up correctly. Like, that's all on the coaching. And because of that, he's played a huge part in the way the Browns are underachieving this year, even with all the injuries. And that, again, that's what's frustrating to me, in my opinion. It's the little things. It's the stupid penalties on offense where you're not lined up correctly. And it's just, I don't know. Like, I have no expectations for the rest of this year, but it's just so frustrating. And, I like Kevin Stefanski. I do think the honeymoon is over for him. And I think that, fans and, pundits or whatever, we'll start to turn a little bit more on Stefanski going forward.
Caitlin, it's going to be interesting to see how he finishes the season. But I think it's like Andrew Berry said, Stefanski needs this adversity if he's going to become the best version of himself. I think these final five will be telling. So now let's hear from Rod Bloom of the Browns Blitz Podcast. Get his perspective on Kevin Stefanski.
Kevin Stefanski, I think, his influence in 2021, it's kind of hard to say, but I would say he's just much the same as 2020. He's just a a coach who you feel is in charge. He's got a calming influence on the team. I think these guys believe in themselves and play for each other. He does a great job of keeping things in-house. And I know there have been a few things this season that have, you know, gotten into social media and that. But you think over the course of the 2 years going on two seasons that he's been in charge, there really hasn't been a heck of a lot that has gotten out about guys not being happy or anything like that. You know, there's got to be a little bit going on here and there. So I think they do a good job of keeping stuff in-house. And if I ran into Coach Stefanski at a local watering hole, you know, you got to feel like he hears stuff from people all the time. You know, well, you should be doing this, you should be doing that. Everybody, you know, wanting him to pass the play calling off and all this stuff. I would say one thing to him. I would ask him why we don't see Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt out there, maybe with a fullback and a wishbone every once in a while. I've been talking about this for a couple of years, but that would be the only thing I'd really say. Other than that, I would say, you know what? We're behind you. We trust what you're doing, and we want you here in Cleveland for a long time because stability is what's going to make this franchise great again for the long haul. And for me, that's what I'm looking for. I know everybody wanted and wants a Super Bowl win this season, especially with the roster we have. But for me, sustained, the ability to win consistently is more the step that I'm looking for. And of course I want to see a title. Everybody does. But if you can win consistently, you got to figure you're going to get there. So I'm looking for that over the long term. So I want him around because I still think he's the same guy who won Coach of the Year last season.
It's tough for me to be objective because I like Stefanski a lot, but the team has underperformed. Let's hear from Josh of the Danger Zone podcast, get his perspective on what of this is Kevin Stefanski's responsibility, and get his perspective on how much of the blame belongs to Stefanski.
Coach Stefanski's gotten a lot of criticism this year, and a lot of it really is kind of encompassing the play calling duties. I see a lot of he just needs to give up the play calling, you know, give it to Alex Van Pelt. And it seems like everyone wants to push this narrative and that, boom, it's all going to be fixed. And that's not the case. Would it help? Maybe. I don't know. You know, it could alleviate some of that and take his mind into more of the 30,000 foot view coaching level instead of being on the macro level. On the micro level with the play calling and such. Maybe removing himself from that. So I'm not against it for sure. I think things are magnified when you're losing, when you're behind the eight ball of where the general public, where your fan base thinks you should be, everything is going to be scrutinized. The offense as a whole has had some pretty good games. They've had a couple stinkers. But you notice when players execute, the offense rolls pretty good. When players don't execute, it doesn't. I mean, I know that sounds pretty simplistic in nature, but I guess what I'm saying is your players have to execute. Every coach is going to look like a jackass if these players go out there and lay an egg. And every coach is going to look like a genius if they go out there and they all execute and do their jobs, do what they're supposed to do, right? There's not a huge difference in scheme in terms of success rate if you have players executing. So I can't stress that enough. I don't know why the lack of execution is there, you know, be it injuries, be it mental fortitude. Maybe the team gets down on itself too easy. And a lot of these things can point back to coaching. You know, I can't deny that. You know, a lot of these times you can look and say, why aren't these guys coached up and ready to win? So I would agree that the honeymoon phase is in the rearview mirror with Coach Stefanski, but by no means do I think this thing is spinning out of control. I think he's got to find his footing. He's got to find how all this works together, make those adjustments, and then push forward. So I think, you know, to finish this season and then definitely going into next season, we're gonna find out a lot about how Stefanski's tenure is going to be here in Cleveland for sure.
It's definitely going to come down to the last five games of the season. So let's go to that proverbial 30,000 foot view. Our last question is about general manager Andrew Berry. If you're Andrew Berry, do you think that you gave these coaches a playoff roster? Are you somehow, some way considering some sort of a reboot? Let's start with Rod Bloom of the Browns Blitz podcast.
I'm sure that GM Andrew Berry is frustrated this season. He's doing a good job of hiding it, but he has to be a little frustrated because he did give these coaches a playoff roster. But you know what? He did not give them a playoff roster in 2020, and they made the playoffs. You know what? This is the NFL, guys. Things happen in the NFL. Teams don't always perform the way you expect them to. Games don't always go the way you expect them to. They hardly ever do this season, that's for sure. So you do your best to put things together, which is what Andrew Berry has done this season. And you put that team in the hands of your coaching staff. And then, you know what? You're kind of hoping that things work out right. You know, the Browns have had some injuries. That's not the reason that they're 6-6, but, you know, it's a part of it. They've had some injuries. They've had, you know, some calls not go their way. They've had calls go their way, too. But, you know, they've lost some close games. This is the NFL. It's just kind of how things go. And if you have one season where things work out your way well, you know, there's a chance that they might not work out your way very well the next season. And that's just the NFL. And I think Andrew Berry knows that. And I'm going to tell you, the word reboot is kind of just like nails on a chalkboard to me. We've tried reboots. We don't need another reboot. We've got a coach of the year. We've got a great young GM. I think we've got a nice coaching staff. We've got a lot of great players on this team. They need to reevaluate after the season, regardless of what happens. They're going to anyways, and figure out what they need to tweak. And they'll head into 2022 with the roster that they believe is best able to get this team to the playoffs or to a title game.
Rod, I appreciate this measured response. Thanks for taking the time to share it with us here. So now let's hear from Caitlin from Crunch Time with Caitlin.
I don't know. Again, it's just like another one. You're going to keep him. Again, Stefanski, Andrew Berry, they're not going anywhere. But man, like, there were some giant flaws, you know, in building this roster. There's a lot of talent, right? Like, when he's healthy, Jedrick Wills, I think, is pretty good. Grant Delpit has shown flashes. Other times he's shown that, like, you know, he's still a guy and a guy who's in his, you know, first professional, like, year, being hurt last year in his rookie year. But then you also have, you know, giving a big contract to somebody like Austin Hooper, or thinking that your receiver room was good enough with, you know, Odell and Jarvis Landry, and knowing that, I guess, Odell wanted out. So it's just like that kind of seemed to linger a little bit. You know, you have all this talent, but it's just like, sometimes it just goes back to the coaching, right? Like, okay, you look at the draft, like the first two rounds, right? This year, Greg Newsom has been a stud. JOK has been an absolute stud. I love those picks. Again, Anthony Schwartz, it is what it is. I think Dimitri Felton has a lot of potential in being a versatile offensive threat. I don't know. Is he like the best GM in Cleveland? No. Is he third? Maybe. I mean, Colby Altman, I know this is a Browns podcast, but like Colby Altman and the Cavs are like doing pretty well right now. And I think the Indians / Guardians, they'll always be number one, especially the amount of gourmet meals they've made from you know, a $6 budget. You know what I mean? And then you have, again, it's just frustrating. It's frustrating because there was a lot of excitement for this year, and now what? Like, there's fans and pundits who want to talk about drafting a quarterback in the first round. There's fans who want to run your quarterback out of town, and it's just like, again, we're doing this again after just making the playoffs and winning a playoff game last year. We're really doing this again. It's just frustrating to me. It really is. And, you know, I think overall, Barry's done a good job, maybe not the best job in hindsight. Same with Stefanski, but, you know, they're intertwined, and, you know, the Browns are going to make any changes there, but I think they're going to make some changes, like, on the defensive coordinator side of the ball, because it makes no sense. Again, you have all this talent. It's like, but why are you playing so badly? You know, why is John Johnson grading out as one of the worst safeties after being one of the best safeties in the league the last couple years? He comes to Cleveland and just forgets how to play defense and forgets how to play safety? No! You're not putting him in a position to succeed. And that's on the coaching. That's not adjusting to the players that you have. That's just trying to fit certain players into your scheme.
Caitlin, this is a great point, and it seems like such a departure from last year when the only scheme they cared about was whatever it took to win. So let's wrap the discussion on Andrew Berry with Josh of the Danger Zone podcast.
You know, I think Andrew Berry's done a phenomenal job since taking his position with the Browns. So he's given these guys, these coaches, plenty of talent to work with. And, you know, they have the credo of what is it, tough, accountable, smart, or whatever those three main key points are. I think they've done a good job of filling that with all the guys they have on this roster. So I'm not faulting Andrew Berry in any way for what we're seeing kind of, you know, come together on the field here. I think this is simply, like I stated before, a lack of execution is number one, and I think everyone would be foolish not to be able to step back and look and say, yeah, injuries have played a role in this team's performance this year as well. To what degree, I'll let everyone argue amongst themselves with that, but they definitely have played a role. But execution being the big one, so I think Andrew Berry has given these guys plenty of good ingredients to cook with. It just hasn't, the dish isn't done yet, right? Like, it's still kind of being figured out. If you look at, you know, last year was really the first year of this whole gig. The Stefanski era, you know, the Baker Mayfield making the turnaround last year. So last year was the first year and all that. There's a little bit of regression this year. You know, I'm not going to judge him on a week-to-week basis. I'm going to let this year play out, take the whole body of work, just like Andrew Berry said on Baker Mayfield, take the whole body of work, and then evaluate from there. And I think what I'm eyeballing is the changes going into next year. There is no need for a reboot. Absolutely none. Some changes here and there? Sure. Yeah, maybe, you know, where? I don't know. That's up to Andrew Berry. I mean, I can point to guys who I'd like to see on this football team, and maybe a few guys I'd like to see off this football team. But I think as it stands right now, the roster that they currently have is good enough. Is good enough to get them into and compete in the playoffs. Again, a tall, tall task where we sit right now in this season.
No doubt about that, Josh. And with that, we'll put this one in the books. You've been listening to the 2021 Dog Summit at the Bye on Dogs by Nature Radio. So happy to be joined by Rod Bloom of the Browns Blitz podcast.
I want to thank Thelonious 7 once again for inviting me to take part in this summit. You can follow me on Twitter at CleRodB. You can catch my podcast, The Browns Blitz, at The Browns Blitz. And you can find my written work at BetJack. Thanks, everybody, and go Browns.
Rod, it's been truly a pleasure. I appreciate you taking your time to share your work. I'm certainly a better fan for having known you. We also were joined by Caitlin from Crunch Time with Caitlin.
I'm Caitlin from Crunch Time with Caitlin. You can follow me on Twitter at Caitlin O-C-L-E. That is Caitlin, K-A-T-L-A-N, Nose, K-N-O-W-S-C-L-E. You can check out Crunch Time with Caitlin.
Caitlin, I love listening to your show because you're so passionate and you pull no punches. Thanks for taking your time to share your thoughts with us here on Dogs by Nature Radio. And finally, we are joined by Josh from the Danger Zone podcast.
Hey, I want to thank you for having me on, as always. It's always fun to come talk Browns, even when, you know, it has a little bit of a dark cloud hanging over it. You know, I want to reinforce to the listeners that don't give up on this team. I know there's a jaded nature to us Browns fans, given the past. And we kind of look at negative things and say, oh, the sky's falling. It's look at this. Look what's happening now. Woe is us. It's not the case. This thing's going to, you know, it's going to be some bumps. There's going to be ebbs and flows, you know. You got to deal with that. You got to kind of look at the bigger picture. It's unfortunate that it's played out the way it has this year, but that does not mean that the future still isn't just as bright. So take it for what it's worth. And hey, as always, go Browns.
Josh, it's off the top shelf again. Continued success to you and your partner, Rich. And well, that will put this summit in the rearview mirror. Well, that was your dose of the straight truth. You've been listening to the 2021 Dog Summit at the Bye on Dogs by Nature Radio. Once again, I'm your host, Thelonious7. Take care and go Browns.